And to urge your horses to go faster, you might hit them with a...
With a whip.
And if you bought groceries today in the grocery store, when you were leaving, the grocer would put them in a...
In a bag.
Made of...
Paper.
Okay. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged years ago?
In a cloth bag.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that smooth cloth?
Yeah.
Did they ever make anything out of those?
During the in the old days, during and before the Depression, poor people didn't waste any cloth at all. Mm-hmm. The flour bags were the most common to save, just for the value of the cloth, make a shirt or apron or something out of.
Did they have to bleach it first, or was it white to begin with?
I don't know. I don't remember my mother using any. Mm-hmm. She might have made aprons out of flour sacks.
Ah. What do you call that, the sack that's made out of very rough material? That feed, perhaps, was shipped in, or potatoes?
We call it a tow sack.
Any other term for that?
Burlap.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear croaker sack?
Croaker sack. That was very common. Mm-hmm. Croaker sack.
What, do you have a name for the amount of corn that you might take to the mill to be ground at one time?
Peck, bushel.
How about the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time?
That was a turn of wood.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say a turn of corn?
No.
Okay, fine. Then when the light burns out in an electric fixture, you have to screw in a new...
Bulb.
And what kind of bulb?
What kind of
bulb? A something bulb.
Light bulb. Mm-hmm.
Yes. When you carry washing out to hang it on the line, you might carry it in a clothes...
Hamper.
Or...
Clothes basket.
Mm-hmm. Then... What do you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
A cork.
Would it matter if it were not made of cork?
I think it would still be a cork. However, there's probably another name for it. Thank you, darling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You can say something if you want to, Mrs. It doesn't matter. What do you call a musical instrument that children play like that?
A harp.
Any other name for that?
Harmonica.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind that you would, I don't know what it looks like, so I can't describe it, that you pluck?
That would be a Jew's harp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then, these are questions about wagons, which city people do not know, but sometimes older people know them. If you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call the long wooden piece that goes between the horses?
The tongue.
And if you had just one horse in a buggy, what are the two pieces that he goes between?
The shafts.
Okay. Is there anything you say to a horse to make him back up, by the way?
All depends on how educated your horse is.
Was there anything that people usually said to horses?